pleased to be joined by Verna Wells. Good morning, Mr. Wells.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Let me ask you this. We haven't had a chance to talk, I don't think, since last season. But I mean, you're a guy. You live in the Metroplex in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. In the off season, I believe you still live there. How did you view that series between your old team and the Texas Rangers? And what did you think of the most recent series between those two teams?
I think it was fairly mild up until the seventh or eighth inning. It escalated quickly. And mm-hmm. I think that's what people were kind of wondering what would happen throughout these series. And it was something obviously you don't see too often in a game where a punch lands. Usually if it does, it happens in a crowd and no one really gets to see it. But that being out and open just made that situation huge. Mm-hmm. And it was when you have two individuals that have a lot of energy, have a lot of passion for the game, when something jumps off, it tends to make things seem a whole lot bigger than they are. I think for the Rangers, they took offense to a bat flip, which in my opinion was silly, because a guy had a home run, a huge home run in a big game, and it knocked you out and you get your feelings hurt. So to feel like you need to respond to something like that is beyond me. But I mean, people have different issues with different things that go on in the game, and they tried to handle it, and then it kind of got worse from there.
Yeah, Vernon, you played a very long time. You were very good when you were a player. You played on some good teams. You know as well as I do that the Blue Jays are perceived as a certain kind of team, whether it's a, you know, they say they whine a lot, they have a lot of attitude. And Jeff asked me before you came on, does that matter? And I said, well, you know, the first 48 games or 49 games, it looks to me like they've lost that and they need to get it back, because that's sort of an edge. And when you have it, they seem like a better team. When you were a player, did that matter what other clubs thought about you as a team?
No, I don't think it does. I don't think anybody cares, especially when you're beating the tar out of teams and doing it at a scary pace, which they were doing last year. And you have two individuals in the middle of that lineup, and now at the top of that lineup, and Jose and Donaldson, that they are two passionate individuals. And when they're at the top of their game, they can make a game. And when they're doing that, they're having fun at the same time. And they're not trying to show people up, but they want to make sure that they enjoy the moment. And sometimes when you're enjoying the moment, people take offense to it and people don't like it. And around the league, it's talked about. And that's part of this game. There's always someone or one or two guys per team that the teams don't like for whatever reason. And guys, baseball is a funny game because something can happen. Maybe even once, and it spreads around the league, and before you know it, you're the guy that no one likes. And it happens to good ones, it happens to bad ones, but that's part of this game. And I don't think those two guys truly care what other people think outside of that clubhouse.
Vernon, this was such a great offensive team last year, relatively the same lineup this year, and it has top to bottom, I would say, or as a group, maybe not top to bottom, but as a group, it's scuffled for 2 months now, for the better part of 2 months. When do players start? You know, we talk about, well, it's early and you don't look at standings until this time. And when do players start looking at their numbers, looking at the team's numbers and going, this is kind of, it's not early anymore? Did you have a set number of at-bats or a time when you sort of thought, yeah, this season's kind of going now?
Oh, players know it, and they know exactly what's going on at every moment in the season, whether they choose to admit it or not. They know their numbers. They know where their team sits in the standings, and they're always paying attention to it. So whether there's a panic involved, that's to each individual. But I think they all understand that you don't want to wait too long before any team in that division gets hot. Obviously, the Blue Jays have as good a chance as anyone, especially with that lineup and the young arms that they have, to be able to get on a run and get hot and be the team that they're supposed to be. But you don't want to wait too long. So I think for them, they know, especially with Boston in town, the way they've been playing. These are series where you want to make a statement. Mm-hmm. You want to start righting that ship at this moment and do it at home and do it against a really good team that's playing really well right now. So if you start there, and once you do that, and you dominate this series, then everything starts to fall in place, and you become the team that you were last year.
Yeah, Vernon, this team was up until a couple of days ago, were last in baseball and runners in scoring position, which is just phenomenal to me because, you know, you couldn't – I guess if you wrote down a lineup, there would be hard-pressed to find better names than they have here in Blue Jay land. My question to you is, being an ex-player, how do – consistently guys get out of these things with runners in scoring position? Because you know as well as I do, it's a lot easier to hit when you're coming up leading off an inning, or you're coming up with two outs and there's nobody on, and you know pitchers are not tending to pitch you as toughly as if it's first and second with nobody out, or first and second and two outs. How does individually every guy start to get out of that? How do either your approach changes, or do you do something off the field differently? How do they consistently getting back to 2015 being a better team with runners in scoring position?
Well, I think the game is continuing to get harder with the information that's out there. There's so many ways to get information on at bat to at bat and what this guy has done against this pitcher at this count, and the best way to attack him in certain situations. So for hitters, when things are going poorly, your human instinct is to try to do more. And for that team and that lineup, there's several guys in that lineup that don't have to do more. You almost have to take a breath and take a deep breath and realize, okay, I don't have to go out and hit a 3-run home run right now. I can, if I get a pitch to hit, I can put a solid swing on it and let the next guy go to work. And once you get that mentality of, okay, I'm not going to try to do too much. I'm going to allow myself to hopefully get a good pitch to hit. If I don't, I'm going to pass the baton to the next guy, and he's going to do it. And you have to have that up and down the lineup. And when that's going, and I guarantee you that was the case last year, there was no pressure of, oh, I have to do this. I guarantee you it was more so, okay, I'm in a great position. If I don't do it, the guy behind me is going to do it. And you have to have that trust, especially from the top to the middle of that lineup, knowing that when you get your opportunity – we're going to make the best of it.
Hey, Vernon, before I let you run, I did want to ask you, tell us a little bit about the Perfect 10 charity and how it's going.
It's going really well. Thanks for asking. We have a backpack program now that we're feeding 7 different schools around my area. I grew up in Arlington, so we've gotten back home and done some things back in Arlington and continue to grow. Unfortunately, there's so many schools that are in impoverished areas, and the only meals that they know they're going to get is when they're at school. So once the summer comes, there's no telling where they're going to get the meals. So we're able to do backpacks on the weekends, and then throughout the whole summer and long holidays. So it's been great. So it's there's been so many good things that I've been able to do over the course of my career and over the course of my life, and it's in large part due just to the success that I was able to have there.
It sounds like a great grassroots program, and continued success with it. And thanks very much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.